Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for July 23rd, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. Wow, what a beautiful couple days here. I think the rain might come through. I don't even know that, so I haven't really looked at any forecast, but I just assume in Chicago, you can't go more than 2 or 3 days with actual nice temperatures. Something's going to happen. That's just the way it is. Softball update. Big win last night against Chirp, 12-1. Pete Zimmerman had 19 RBIs in 12-1 victory. But Pete, who does work for Chirp as well, won a championship, got to stick it to your coworkers, right? Is that the best way to say it? Did you gloat? Is there a lot of trash talking? Ernie, our coach, you know, when I'm not there, but Ernie does a good job. He was very emphatic that Pete did a great job, that you were like the best number two hitter. He's like, I put that left-handed bat at number two. You know, Pete's a lefty, so. Anyway, a 12-1 victory, one run in softball. And this has been the mantra for the WGN softball team, is that we are trying to be perfectionists on the defensive side. In 16 in softball, you can score runs after runs after runs. But for us, it's if we could focus and try to throw a shutout in 16 in softball. It hasn't been done this year. I don't know the last time someone didn't score in a 16 in softball game. You really got to be pretty bad to not score. But for our purposes, that's the goal. We have 3 regular season games left, and the goal is to shut out a team. That's the goal. It also strikes fear, right? It strikes fear in the hearts of some of those playoff contenders who are like, these guys are good defense. I'm going to try to place the ball instead of just going up there and being instinctual. So they try to place it. What they do? Pop it up. That's another out. It's another out. So another big win for WGN, who sets high atop the rankings. We are number one right now, tied with Chicago now, who has a tiebreaker, but I want to get into that because, again, I'm playing that game under protest. So there you go. All right, let's get to the headlines for this beautiful Tuesday. Get ready for a bunch of double parking in front of fire hydrants. News out of City Hall is that Mayor Lightfoot is going to relax some of the ticket and fine procedures to give Chicagoans a break. A study just came out, said tickets are bankrupting Chicagoans, so they're going to get a break. Although, let's be real, do we really know what relax means? My guess, calm before the storm. In other words, enjoy your illegal summer parking, your double parking on Ashland, because when dib season comes up, Lightfoot going to go ballistic on your 2 chairs and 2x4 setup. It's going to be triple the fines. You're like, summer's so great. I can park wherever. Loading zone doesn't matter. I run through a red light, doesn't matter. Lori's on my side. But the minute you put out a carburetor, 2 paint cans and a carburetor to cover your spot. I have to say, the other day I was near the softball. We park around the Mozart Park in what I guess, I'm not sure what we call that neighborhood, Hermosa. I'm not sure what the neighborhood is called there, Armitage and Pulaski. And there's no parking restrictions on some of those streets there, so you can park. And when I was pulling up to go to the game the other day, I saw a guy put 2 orange cones down when he was leaving. Like, this is my spot, my neighborhood, my spot. Just saying. Dibs in the summer. Summer dibs, Pete. Summer dibs. Is that a thing? Like, if it gets really hot out, it was starting to get hot. So maybe that's a summer dibs for it's too hot. Just like snow and it's too cold. I'm just saying. Mayor Lightfoot jumped into the fray of putting down Illinois Republicans for posting a nasty meme on Facebook. It was called the Jihad Squad. And it showed the 4 congresswomen that everybody seems to think are running the country. They're not freshman congresswomen. They're running everything. They are? Oh, I didn't know. But now the investigation turns into who did this? Who posted this? I'd love to be in the all staff at the Illinois Republicans. Guys, either somebody comes forward or we're all getting shamed for this dumb meme. Who did this? Like a kindergarten teacher. Who did it? The best part is that doesn't it tell you who did it on Facebook? Like, even if it's a group, it tells you. Anyway, okay. Sounds good. Nobody has an uncle that forwards dumb memes? It was probably my Uncle Jack. I'm not going to lie to you. It was all of our collective's Uncle Jack. And now the Kankakee Democrats are in trouble for a MAGA KKK meme. These memes, so hilarious. Which would be more Uncle Randy than Uncle Jack. We all have an Uncle Randy. I'd be the first to say I'm not outraged one way or the other. I'm not the person who's being attacked in the meme, but all right. You know what? If you think this is the first time that a Republican or a Democrat or anyone who thinks that politics is funny has put it to meme? Give me a break. All right, moving on. We don't need the mayor to chime in on a dumbass meme. That should be the name of this podcast. No comment, says mayor, about dumbass meme. Chicagoans got a scare yesterday when OEMC sent out a text alert that said, extreme alert, test, CPD activity in your area. Remain indoors until further notice. Chicago, OEMC. It was a test and mistakenly sent out to everyone. Wait a second. There's no missile silo technology on mass texting from the city. They could just do it. There's no two keys at the same time type protocol. Also, what does it mean that I got it and I didn't care? Like, I didn't even read it. Police activity, don't care. What does it have to do with me? You better clean up when you're done. If it's near my house and you leave behind any blood and guts, I don't know. Get it out of my neighborhood. What am I supposed to take from this crane story saying that June was the 12th straight down month for property values in the Chicago area? That's a year of straight declines. I thought the economy was doing well. What do you mean? But then again, Real Estate News is the biggest clickbait of all. I'm sure there's a story tomorrow and it's going to be housing prices highest in 365 days. Wait, is that 12 months? What? Oh, man, just give me a high interest, zero money down adjustable mortgage and just let me live. A new report lists the five dirtiest beaches in Chicago. Excuse me, let me just Google something really quick. Are there more than five beaches in Chicago? 24. I didn't read the listicle, but my guess, the dirtiest beach, Garbage Beach. Right? Garbage Beach? Nobody goes to Garbage Beach? It's right off Irving? Nobody? Oh, it's a great beach. Still, I got a lot of garbage, but great beach. Now it's time for Lower Wacker Live's best headline that you don't have to click through on. From today's Tribune, Chicago woman banned for life from Disney after police say she punched employee, pressed buttons on Tower of Terror ride after fast pass denied. Got it. That's all I needed to know. I mean, have you ever had your fast pass denied? The rage is relentless. And that's been the best headline that you don't have to click through on. Lower Wacker Live. In sports, man, this is exciting baseball season. I gotta say, it's not even August and it's a full-on pennant race. In the NL, there are like six teams still in the hunt for the wild card, including the Cubs. If they keep playing like they did last night, a late-inning loss to the Giants at New Candlestick. I don't know what it's called. Strope-a-dope must have been distracted by all the trade rumors because he gave the game up late. Now, a month ago, you'd say, meh, to the Giants. But with the win last night, they're just two back in the wild card. Might not sell on Madison Bumgarner anymore, who pitches tonight. Also, one injury to Wilson Contreras, and this Cubs team isn't as tough as we once thought. Sure, you got Schwarbs, Baez, Bryant, Rizzo. It's hard to beat, right? But after that, Maldonado, Garcia, Hayward, Junior Lake. Is Valbuena still playing? It's starting to get to Valbuena. Here comes Victor Caratini. Oh, good. Okay. Anyway, while the Cubs were throwing the game away last night, the Brewers lost, but the Cardinals did not. The Cardinals are now a game and a half back and hold the second wild card. Wow. And they have injuries to Yadier Molina, Matt Carpenter, and Marcell Ozuna, and they're all expected to be back in the next month. So don't sleep on St. Louis. As a town, yes, you can sleep on it. Actually, drive right through. There's nothing to see. Here's the arch. Hello, Louisville. Keep going. The White Sox got a win last night against the lowly Marlins. Again, Yoan Moncada. Sox fans, for whatever you think about this year's team, the storyline has to be Moncada. Dude's having an all-star year. He got rid of that deer in the headlights called strike three look he had last year, and now he's mashing. And he's like 23 years old. He's going to be a perennial all-star. At third base, even. That's what kills me. Just 2 years ago, you're like, well, no, we get nobody. What was that guy's Davidson? Matt Davidson? And they move Yoan Moncada. We find out that's his original position. And now he's playing like the best prospect in baseball was supposed to. Last night, I think it was a grand slam last night. He had four RBIs. If it wasn't a grand slam, he had a homer and four RBIs. That's pretty great. Anyway. Ivan Nova had a great start last night, went the distance. You got to like that, especially since the bullpen will be used tonight with Dylan Covey on the mound. Dylan Covey's back. Love it. Also, last night was the debut of the full nets to the foul pole, and the verdict? Nobody liked it. Sure, they didn't get their head smashed in, but it's Sox Park. We want the ability to run out on the field and attack the first base coach if we so desire. Now, Oh, baseball's changed. Next, you're going to tell me that you're not going to hand out those little bats anymore because we keep throwing them at the umpires. What? They already stopped handing those out? What about glass beers? No glass beers? What? This game has changed. And finally, DePaul basketball coach Dave Lato got handed a 3-game suspension to start the season for recruitment violations. When reading the complaint, it's interesting. It says it wasn't over cash and not even like a car. He didn't get a Denali. It was an assistant coach going to live with the athlete to make sure he did his homework to get into DePaul. What? So many questions here. But I think the biggest one, how good is the prospect, right? I mean, if he's the second coming of Dallas Comegys, I mean, I'll do his math homework if he can get the Blue Demons back to the tournament. That's the best. You know what? Don't tell anybody, but I'm moving in with you. That's awesome. Only in Chicago, right? Where the perks aren't that great. Hey, coach, help to get some cash, give me a car, some jewelry, even better. Coach Francis is going to come live with you. Make sure you do your homework. Lights out, 8 o'clock. What is that? Kind of makes me like DePaul even more, right? You got Calipari, you got the other guys down there. They're like on the sly giving mom and dad millions of dollars. Here, we're like, nope, we're going to make sure that you cross your T's and dot your I's. Now, that's a calculus problem, buddy. I'm not going to do it for you, but I'll lean over your shoulder. Come on, that's the best. All right, that's Lower Wacker Live. We got to get out of here. Beats by Wes Restless. We'll be back tomorrow. I got to go check. I'm living with this junior. Got to go check his English homework.